This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Earlier this year, the Paw Paw School Board voted to keep the name Redskins for its sports teams, but the Michigan Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media has continued its efforts to put pressure on the district to change the nickname and logo. We're joined by two members of that group, Julie Dye, and one of the co-founders, Linda Seiprit-Kilburn. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Let's begin with that name. I say it here so people know what we're talking about, but there are many people in media who've decided not to use that name. In, for instance, for giving a sports score, if they're talking about the team from Washington, they'll just say Washington and not say Redskin. But when you hear the term Redskin, both of you are Native Americans. What does that mean to you? Linda, you want to start?
Well, actually, it turns my stomach when I hear it, but originally, the word Redskins came from the scalping of Native American people a long time back. And when there were bounties on our heads, they would get money for children, women, men, scalps, and skins. And they would literally skin them from their necks down to their ankles and turn those skins in for money. And then they would make bridle reins and chap pants out of those skins, similar to what Hitler did to the Jewish people. They made lampshades out of the Jewish people's skins. So it was a Holocaust in this country, and it was a sad thing for our people, and it's very hurtful, especially when we see popular society out there on the gym floors using such things.
Julie?
Well, the word Redskins is an insult and a slur, no matter how benign the intent was originally. For one thing, you'd never call anybody else in this country by the perceived color of their skin.
So the people who are supporting the idea of keeping this nickname in Paw Paw will say, we don't mean any offense by it. You said intent doesn't matter. So how do you, I guess, try to make the case to someone who doesn't think genuinely, here, let's give someone the benefit of the doubt and assume they genuinely don't think they're being offensive. What do you say to them to say, yes, this is truly offensive and you should think about changing it?
Well, the intent doesn't negate the impact from those, the targets of the name. It affects the mental health of our students, all students, especially Native Americans. It's been proven through research, a lot of different studies, psychological, sociological studies. It's problematic in that the mascots overall simplify our diversity and turn us into one-dimensional images, and from that stems stereotypes.
The vote of the school board earlier this year was pretty close, actually 4-3, in favor of keeping the name. In all of your work here, have you had a sense of whether or not that school board vote reflects the thought of the community? Is it a close call here for people as to whether or not, again, people in Paw Paw, as to whether or not they should change that name?
Well, I personally believe that there's more people in Paw Paw that favor the change due to the fact we had a lot of people contact us or talk to us and told us they were afraid to come out and make their statement at the school boards or, you know, to let people in town even know that they supported the change. They were afraid what their neighbors might do. They claim there's no hostility there, but there truly is. Even at the school board meetings, when we had elders from the Nanawisipis and the Pokagon Band come to do a presentation, there was total disrespect towards those elders and educators that were trying to do the presentation. So there's hostility there, and I believe if they could truly take account, I think there would be more in favor of change.
Can you give us some examples of what you mean by the disrespect that was shown to people who presented at the school board meeting?
Well, they would holler things out, really nasty things, and they were, you know, being disrupted in the auditorium. Unfortunately, the school board didn't really apply all the rules to everybody. You know, it seemed like when we got up to speak, they would yell out stuff and heckle and whatnot. But if our people got up there to speak, you know, we couldn't say anything in return if they were saying things to us, you know. So it wasn't really a fair school board meeting going on there where they had public comment and stuff. And that was the same night that the elders came and did their presentation. And they basically told us we didn't know our own history.
Since then, what have you been doing to try and change minds and try to convince people in Paw Paw, be it them on the school board or elsewhere, that it is time to do something different.
Well, we've been reaching out to the communities that Paw Paw plays and asking for support from them, because when Paw Paw goes out into other people's communities, they're carrying this with them. They're taking the racism and the harm and all the things that affect, you know, children. They're taking it outside of their community into somebody else's community. And there's a lot of Native people in other communities, and they don't like it. So they've been speaking out. We've been doing more educational things, literature, you know, programs, presentations, whatever we can. And we've also been asking the schools not to announce them as the R word, to only say Paw Paw.
Just say Paw Paw High School.
Just say Paw Paw High School. And that way, you know, hopefully they get the message and the understanding that when you leave your community with this racist thing, you do affect other people outside.
You will hear people, of course, in Paw Paw say that this is intended to be something of honor. We're honoring Native American history. Obviously, you don't agree with that. What would be the right way to honor the history of Native Americans in Southwest Michigan?
Well, not through sports.
No, it's the wrong way to honor anybody with a mascot. The only one honored by Native American mascots are European people because of the conquest image. It's just similar to a trophy on a wall for a hunter. You know, you've conquered something that fought back. So it's the same situation. We're replaying conquering and colonization, basically keeping us in the 1800s. And that's not where we should be. In fact, it's ridiculous that a school board would even vote on indigenous rights. They're not subject to a public vote. And the majority has no right to vote away the rights of the minority.
There has been an effort to encourage businesses to not support the Paw Paw Wine and Harvest Festival. Explain what's going on there.
Well, actually, the Paw Paw Wine and Harvest Festival is the biggest event in Paw Paw. And it's a very big event in southwestern Michigan. It draws a very big crowd, a lot of visibility. And in fact, the school board and the school sports
teams,
committees, whatever, take part in the parade every year. And they, you know, they have floats and tractors and things with the R word plastered all over them. And they're very proud of the mighty, mighty R words. And I just think that promotes racism. It's hurtful to our people that may want to attend the parade and enjoy it. So I think that the businesses need to suspend their support of this parade and this festival until the name is changed.
What's going on at the state level? There have been a number of ideas offered for trying to convince schools to drop Native American-themed names and mascots. There's some legislation afoot right now. There's some efforts, I know, as well, to try and make sure that, not at the state level per se, but to make sure that schools can be reimbursed. There's been someone who's tried to, you know, set up a fund so that, you know, if the issue is cost, that can be addressed. What is going on at the state level, and do you think that it is having any impact on trying to convince schools that they should have something else as a nickname?
Well, mascots as a whole are a poor education policy. And there should be no venue or school team that targets a specific race of people. The Nottawasippi Huron Band did set up the Native American Heritage Fund to help schools transition away from Native-themed mascots and logos, which is, you know, a really, really good thing. I mean, if you don't have to pay for the cost of uniforms or floors to be refinished or logo changes and that type of thing, that helps schools. So there's really no reason not to change.
Yeah, and in the past, too, you know, it's not like we go in and make demands and say, you got to change overnight. You know, all schools have to redo their gym floors. I think it's like every 3 years. So we just ask at that time when you're redoing the floor, take the logo off. You know, that way it's not an added expense. And the same thing with uniforms. I mean, uniforms get handed down or, you know, new ones are bought and whatnot. That's a good time to make all those changes. Stationery is ordered every year. You know, make your changes at that time, and it's not costly where they think, it's, you know, millions of dollars to make these changes, when really it's not. There's other ways to go about it so it's not so costly, because you're going to pay those things out eventually anyway. So it's like a phasing out type of thing going on with that. The other thing, too, on the state level is people have to realize that with some of the things that are done at the pep assemblies and with the logos and stuff, is it is also our religion, for a better or lack of words, our spirituality. When they're using sacred pipes like Calumet in their logos, that's a religious thing for us. When kids are at pep assemblies painting their faces up, that's also a religious thing for us. So it's not just, you know, it's a mascot. It's degrading our religion, our traditional way of life. And people need to learn this, and we try to educate them and bring awareness to that, that you would not put someone's priest on a gym floor. You wouldn't put a picture of Pope Paul on the, you know, gym. Why would you take a logo of a spiritual leader and put them on your gym floor for children to trample over? So it's a little bit more than just a mascot. And it's very harmful. There's many research papers out there that's been done on it, and it's been proven what psychological harm it brings to children.
Julie, you mentioned earlier that there shouldn't be any mascots which have a Native American connotation, shouldn't use a race in a mascot. Is Redskin on a different level? Are there degrees here that maybe they're all bad, but you would put Redskin in, because you seem to be focusing especially on Pawpaw and Redskins, mm-hmm. that's perhaps in a little different category than the name of a tribe or something like that?
Yeah, the use of the R word is the most egregious term that you could use against Native Americans. We don't call each other that term. Nobody else should call us that either. They're all bad, and they're all cultural appropriation. They're all identity theft. And that, you know, it's harmful, and it's shame, culture shaming for our children to see acts and halftime shows and people dressed up in costumes. We don't have costumes. We have regalia, traditional regalia. And, you know, all like Linda mentioned, the spiritual connotations, spiritual things that we do are not for public show. They're not for anybody's sporting entertainment. They're for our own people, and it's 24/7. We don't take a costume off and go home after halftime. We're natives 24 hours a day.
I'm wondering, though, in some cases, there have been schools which have a nickname associated with a tribe, including Central Michigan and the Chippewas. They eventually reached what seemed to be an agreement with the Chippewa tribe about changing the logo. So it's just a C. It doesn't have any Native American connotations with it. They've changed some of their halftime things. I mean, if a tribe and a school come to an agreement on using the name and trying to, you know, perhaps not use something that would be a religious symbol, does that again change how it's being used? Does that change how you might view it then, as opposed to the school just saying this is the way we're going to do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, tribes or tribal leaders can give permission all day for that type of thing, but they can't police the activities. They can't control what an opposing team will do in the name of team spirit. They can't control what happens on the school bus, on the playground, on the bleachers. Nobody can police that, and it's all harmful to our children.
So in other words, they might say, yeah, okay, the halftime show is this, and that's fine, but then there might be somebody in the stands who dresses up in something which, again, is insulting and that sort of thing.
That's correct. They, you know, war hoops, war chants.
Tomahawk
chops. It runs the gamut, and it's all disturbing.
What are you hoping happens in 2018? I mean, we're almost at the end of 2017. As you look ahead, what would you like to see happen in Paw Paw, maybe some other school districts, and at the state level?
Well, the United Tribes has spoken out against the R word. We have 5 schools in Lower Michigan that use that for their team name. And the United Tribes, the 12 tribes, have all agreed that that has to go. So I would like to see those teams transition, those schools transition to different mascots. And I would like to see some of these other schools come to the table and get educated. During November, Native American Month, a lot of our associates go out and talk to schools and college classes and try to educate and bring information to them that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten in school to let them know how this hurts us and how it's damaging and that. So, yeah, we want to get the five schools to transition away from the R word, and we want to open a dialogue with the rest of the mascot schools. There are 52 mascot schools and one university in Michigan that uses Native-themed logos, mascots.
Are there active efforts with all of those schools the same way that we've seen with Paw Paw right now?
I sent a letter of complaint out to all the schools. They've all received a letter of complaint explaining why. We heard back from four of them that are looking into making changes and stuff. The rest of them didn't respond. Hopefully, you know, that they'll make the change on their own. I mean, that's what we'd like to see. We'd like to see them decide and make the change. If not, personally, I hope that the Senate Bill 487 passes to make that change for those five schools. And then hopefully in the future, the House bill and the Senate Bill 646, if need be, will, you know, get passed and those changes will be completed. No matter how you look at it, it's just not good for Native American people or their children because of the hostile environment. It's there. Things happen. I could go on for a while about some of the things that have happened. So, yeah, I hopefully, you know, these things are going to take place. And if not, the Senate bills will pass and make it happen.
And again, those bills would say that schools cannot use those nicknames, any of those nicknames?
Correct.
And if they have them now, they have to change them by a certain date, correct?
Correct, yes.
Julie Dye and Linda Seipert-Kilburn, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They are members of the Michigan Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.